Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Breaking news regarding the Detroit Red Wings. According to the Red Wings Twitter account, Patrick Kane, good to go tonight.
Kaner.
Yep. So, Patrick Kane is back.
That's good.
Yep.
It makes my favorite part of the Red Wings team right now even better. That's the power play. Mm-hmm. He is so good on the power play. He just can pass it anywhere. The guy is, that skill has not eroded at all. He is a world-class passer of the puck, my friend.
I just want to see playoff hockey so bad. Yeah. It's funny because this happens in every sport where you get left out. You're not invited to the dance for a decade. And then you get back in and it's all new again. And I remember dealing with that with the Tigers the last couple of years. I remember dealing with that with the Tigers back in 2006, right? And I was like, oh my God, postseason baseball. And then we got to do it last year and this year, and you start to get accustomed to it. And then just the thrill of being in the dance. Because remember what we used to celebrate? We haven't had this with any of our teams. We used to celebrate a term we made up, being on the graphic.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Like if you're watching SportsCenter and up on the TV, they put the graphic up, teams in the hunt. And we'd see our logo. Did you guys see it? Lions made the graphic. Lions are on the graphic in the hunt for a postseason spot. They're on the graphic. That was a big deal. But then you get back into the dance and you're like, you forget like how great it is. Playoff hockey. I mean, I'm sure many of you, I haven't forgotten. Yeah. But it'll be new. It'll be fresh again. Come on. Get through the munch of Marth. Did I just dedicate 3 minutes of the show?
Just so you could say Munch of Marth?
Yep. One of Gator's great screw-ups.
It's okay.
You call it a screw-up. I don't. Gator, great job. And by the way, it's definitely Kaner over Kaney. You don't like...
Or Kainsey. Yeah, no, it's right? Kaner. They call him Kaner.
Hockey,
yeah.
You got to go one or the other. And it's pretty obvious a lot of times which one you should pick.
Yes. Yes.
I love the way those nicknames work. I love that. Kaner.
They're like the most basic nicknames you could ever come up with. They just throw an S and a Y at the end of it, typically, or, you know, with Kane, it makes sense, go Kaner.
What's funny is, in your case, you already have a nickname, but they would even work with that. You'd be Gates.
Yeah,
it'd be right. Gates.
Or Gatesy. Gatesy.
Yeah, Gatesy. Yeah, yeah. Gatesy. It wouldn't be Gator. Yeah. No. His name isn't Gator.
No,
your given name. It doesn't say in your birth certificate, Gator. You have a nickname. It's Gator. But in a hockey locker room, Gatesy.
Yeah. Karsh, are you Karshy?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, I think Douglas still has to play.
Doug's got the worst hockey nickname.
Why don't you get the puck to Douglas there?
Yeah, give it to Douglas. We wouldn't find it, but Douglas really screwed up in the back end. And
Douglas with the dangle?
All right, slow
Douglas
down.
Douglas dangles. That should be a segment every week. Douglas dangles.
These would be my hockey takes. Douglas dangles.
Douglas dangles.
Doug's hot hockey takes.
I'd probably be more college. No, I do college hockey takes. Yeah. Douglas Dangles will be
Big
college
10
hockey take.
Douglas Dangles. Wisconsin hockey.
Yeah, sure.
But you would
be in Yost tonight, the Badgers.
You would be Dougie, though, because that's what they do in hockey.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
Dougie Hamilton is.
And that Penn State Michigan State series this weekend.
Oh. College hockey, man.
College puck. Love me some college puck.
That'll be fun.
The ghost of Bigby is yelling at us right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, baseball. This is Steve Phillips, former GM on MLB Network, talking in the last 24 hours about Tarek Skubal. Here's what he said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. I don't know how you don't trade him. This is John Morosi with a prediction today. Was it today? Yesterday? It was yesterday on MLB Network. Here's what he had to say. Okay, am I the only one that was digging that beat underneath? Had a little Eric B. and Rakim feel to it. So I got to tell you, Duran feels like a great starting point. This is an outfielder with speed, with power.
Yeah, he...
OPS guy.
He stole, in the last 3 years, 24, 34, and 24 bases. The last 3 years, 34, 48, and 41 doubles, albeit it's Boston. You're going to get a lot of doubles there. But his OPS, 828, 834, and 774 this past year. His batting average dipped significantly this past year, but still 774 OPS. I think that would be a nice starting point to go with because it's a guy who plays. In the last 2 years, he's played 160, 157 games. I do want to say this, but just real quick.
Yeah.
Kang, when you go back and listen to John Morosi, he sounds like Chael Sonnen.
You want me to play it again?
Yeah, because he sounds like Chael Sonnen.
All right, I've heard enough. Yeah, it's Chael Sonnen.
Is it?
Yeah. Just trust us, Doug.
Yeah, former UFC fighter.
And that sounds like Eric B. and Rakim's beat underneath it. Trust me.
Trust us. We got it all. Yeah. We got it all covered. But no, Jarren Duran would be a great starting point to get a deal done and then throw in a couple of those pitching prospects they have and maybe, Mayer? Just maybe.
Well, can you get Marcelo Mayer?
You can ask. They probably wouldn't do all that unless they knew that they could. See, that's the whole thing with this. The thing that makes it most difficult to trade Tarek Skubal with a team is to find a team that's willing to take the chance because they think that for sure they're going to sign him no matter what to a long-term contract.
Yeah.
And that's not easy to do when his agent is who his agent is. And that's why I fear this because then you got to get the agent involved.
I would say 0.0 of us want to trade Tarek Skubal. That's probably not true. Very small percentage want to be here, but this is where we are and this is what it is.
Yeah, look, there are definitely people out there. We had the one guy yesterday called in, and he's just done with him because
trashed him.
Yeah, I mean, he can't pitch that past the sixth inning, or doesn't have the heart, and all this, which I think is some of it's valid, and some of it is not. I think the heart thing, I would not question Tarek Skubal's heart at all. I think there's a methodology of the managers use in baseball that relies on a lot on analytics and why they don't let pitchers throw past a certain point. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I like about this is it's, we've heard the big boys involved here. We've heard the Mets. We've heard the Red Sox. we really don't have a Yankee tie yet, do we?
No.
Okay. But if you're the Yankees and you hear the Red Sox are calling or the Mets are calling, you don't want to get upstaged in your own town by the Mets, and you don't want to get upstaged in your own division by the Red Sox.
Yeah, but see, I feel like the Yankees don't have to make trades. The Yankees just go out and sign guys.
So, no, yeah, but they can't sign a guy like Tarik Skubal.
No, but they can go out and sign a guy like Dylan Cease or Framber Valdez. Those are free agents, big-time free agents.
Framber Valdez? I can hit Framber Valdez.
Right.
It's a joke, sorry.
But both of those pitchers are...
Jimmy Key.
Are on pace to perhaps get $30 million a year contracts for 5, 6, or 7 year deals.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that if you want. If you want the best pitcher in the game, you got to trade for him. And I'm wondering, would Duran and Marcelo Mayer get it done? And would they do that? Would you do it?
Well, I'd hesitate, and I'll tell you why, because I need pitching.
Yeah.
I'm giving up the best pitcher in baseball. I got to get pitching in return because the organization doesn't have pitching.
Okay.
So I need to get those two prospects that we talked about yesterday, who are both left-handed, both had a little taste of major league action, but their minor league careers look very good. They're high strikeout guys.
Let me go ahead and make that trade and then supplement it with the free agent signings that Sports Illustrated predicts will come to Detroit. And you tell me what you think of this team. We'll get to that today at 11:31. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.